Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
6:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Man, this is, you all know I wanted, my number one option was Kyle Schwarber, but right behind him was Pete Alonso. All the guy does is play every day. I mean, in a seven-year career, he's played at least 160 games four times. He's played at least 150 games every year except 2020 because there weren't 150 games to be played, only 60. And that year he played at 57. He posts. He absolutely posts.
We got two guys that post. Tito Ward and Pete Alonso.
Yeah. They both do.
No, which power this lineup has now?
They just acquired from last year, what, almost 80 home runs?
Yeah.
Oh.
There were only three people that had, what, 30-plus bombs and 100 ribbies. And
right, yeah.
One of them was Taylor Ward.
Outfielders.
Tito Ward. That's what it was, outfielders.
Yeah.
And like looking at the signing, I don't know that there's a better fit because realistically you wanted right-handed power to go along with all these lefties, even though I would have taken Kyle Tucker over everyone.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still think Kobe Mayo turns into something special, but obviously now the writing's on the wall. You can get more for him than you can for Mountcastle.
I don't have the same faith in Mayo you do.
I do. But Alonso is something special already. We know that.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
The bird in hand.
Oh, I'm not saying. Yeah. Look, for me, if we'd have got the outfielder and moved, maybe you're moving Beavers at that point. So it's like, hey, who do you have more confidence in moving forward? But it was ultimately about whatever they get and then making the subsequent move. They don't have to trade Mayo. They can send him a AAA, which seems a little counterproductive until something happens. Somebody gets hurt or.
I think he trade him.
He just goes down there and crushes. And then you use that at the trade deadline again because they're not done.
You know, they're not done at all. That's the good thing about it. You know the great thing about this? Like, okay, last year they signed O'Neill. And we picked that apart, am I right?
Yep.
We had right to pick that apart because he's hurt a lot.
None of us liked it. I understood what they were doing. They went cheap for right-handed power because they didn't have any, and there was nothing else out there at that point.
This year they traded for Ward. You could pick that apart because you traded away a young arm. You don't know really. He's only has 1 year left under control. Things you can pick apart. You can't pick anything apart about signing Pete Alonso.
Well, you know somebody's.
If you find something negative, I slap you. There's nothing negative about this. They showed signs. They're showing signs that they're willing to pay. He's getting $31 million a year. He's a pure power hitter. He plays every day. There's nothing to pick apart, guys, about this signing.
The problem I have with people, like I've already had it, I'm posting, hey, we're celebrating this signing, and I get the one, hey, it's all great that they signed Pete Alonso, but we still need pitching. I didn't realize that free agency was over.
Like, I heard people,
like, come on,
people
man.
Killing it too. They're saying, some of those ridiculous things they could possibly say. Like, same thing. Yeah. Like, well, yeah, that's good. That's great, but I still don't have any faith in these. What are you talking about?
All these cats.
They're the biggest free agents on the market.
The problem is all these cats that ran their mouths, whether you want to go back to the Trevor Rogers trade mm-hmm. or if you want to go back to this offseason, they're not going to spend money. Oh, they had a terrible offseason last year. All those things. And at the trade deadline, oh, they need to blow this up. So what do? They trade away every expiring contract, and the fans bitched about that. Mm-hmm. And then you come back this year, and you start looking at what they're doing. These guys can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. They double down. They triple down. It's got to be something else. It's new ownership, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't funny you say that. Old, it's not the same old hat.
I'm listening to national radio yesterday. National and whoever was reporting on it, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, he says the Angelos family would not have made this move. This is a national reporter. Mm-hmm. He mentioned them. He said this is different Baltimore Orioles stuff. The Angelos family aren't offering Kyle Schwarber $150 and then come back the next day and sign someone else for $155.
Rob,
he said this is not happening under that regime. He said this is a completely different regime. You have an owner who says out loud, we're not cash strapped. And he goes out and proves it.
Remember when everybody was so happy that they made that trade for Corbin Burns? They don't make that trade unless we have new ownership. The old ownership wasn't making a trade like that to take on salary, and they definitely weren't going to offer a contract the next year and offer him the most money out of any team, mm-hmm. just like they did with Kyle Schwarber, but they're not willing to pay anybody.
It's just all the people, and they were like, yeah, but. It was a, yeah, but. Anything to criticize. Alonso led the majors, not just the majors in home runs as a rookie. Is that the Met? Right, but led the major leagues his rookie season. Since then, other than COVID, take the six seasons that were full, that's 972 games. You know what he missed? 21.
Also, he led the
972.
He led the league in RBI back in 2022.
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean? He led the league in doubles last year. He's never led the league in strikeouts. You know, he's never led the league in strikeouts. He's a guy that's going to put the bat on the ball. He played 162 games last year. He struck out 162 times. Well, you're hitting 38 home runs and driving at 126. Okay, so what?
Rob, no matter how you stack the lineup, you tell me where the easy out is. You tell me where you can pitch around Gunnar Henderson or, like, I want Gunnar Henderson back to leading off. Like, the lineup that you have now.
I do too.
Like, I've seen people that have Sam Basayo hitting last or eighth. And, like, I'm not arguing that that's not going to happen. At some point, he's going to be hitting in the middle of the lineup because of the power and what he brings.
At for who?
I mean,
you're right.
Pete Alonso hit fifth for the Mets. Like that, like mm-hmm. the way that you can stack your lineup against lefty and righty pitching now, it everything changes.
Yeah.
And you can finagle out. You've got some pieces. Like nobody's talking about Jeremiah Jackson being that piece that's going to slide in, play here or there.
Yeah.
Maybe he plays some center field too. And we see not a platoon per se, but you're going to have these stacked lineups. So, and they're not done. They're going to sign more pitching. The story just came out. They're in on Freddy Peralta too.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Which that's the guy. If you gave me all those pitchers, that's the one I want because I think he's better than everyone.
If people
out there
aren't excited about this, you're just a hater.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.